Well, let's turn to another dramatic, tension-filled, emotional roller coaster of a story that's unfolding. I'm referring, of course, to the World Series, and it's a grand one. The Houston Astros, now just a win away from their first ever championship after last night's crazy come-from-behind 13-12, 5-hour, 17-minute win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in extra innings. Houston now leads the best-of-seven series 3-2. NBC NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. Tom, your takeaway.
My takeaway. Wow. You mentioned grand. You mentioned crazy. Let me add stupendous, exhilarating, amazing. How about exhausting, especially if you're up, Robin, on the East Coast, staying up till 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
And I will also add this. Not surprising. What happened last night reflects a couple of trends in baseball in recent years. There's a premium on home runs. We had a record number this regular season, and after last night, a new record number in the World Series with 22. Everybody is swinging for the fences at the plate. We're also seeing an era of specialization, where you commonly see a number of relief pitchers throw after a starting pitcher leaves in the, you know, fifth or sixth inning. Last night, there were 12 total relievers in the game. In this series, relievers have thrown more innings than starters, and much smarter baseball observers than me are noting these pitchers are getting tired.
Right.
I mean, Exhibit A last night, the Dodgers' Brandon Morrow, an excellent relief pitcher, but he'd never thrown 3 days in a row until last night. He entered the game in the seventh inning with the Dodgers up 8-7. Six pitches later, Houston up 11-8.
There was the no lead was safe game. I mean, you just couldn't.
Absolutely.
It was going back and forth. And as you've said, this is the year of the home run.
Absolutely.
I loved the picture on Twitter. It was of an elderly man at Minute Maid Park in Houston watching the game. The caption read, "This man was 10 years old when this game started." But, you know, the exhaustion, how does that factor in? Does Houston carry momentum into game six tomorrow night? Does the exhaustion, play a role here? What happens?
Well, everyone's exhausted, not just the fans, but certainly the players. You know, we who watch and report on these games love to talk about momentum, but I really think it means little to the athletes actually playing. They have this wonderful ability to stay in the moment and, as they say, flush things quickly, whether good or bad. So while we're all hyperventilating and thinking that was the greatest game ever and how can LA possibly recover, the Dodger players already have recovered and they're thinking only about game six and what they need to do to win that game.
Well, by the way, do you think it was one of the greatest games ever? The Houston Chronicle is saying this one perhaps topped Toronto's 15-14 win over the Phillies in 1993 as the craziest World Series classic ever.
Yeah, I think it was easily one of the greatest. I mean, if you're going to get into this, it was the greatest, then, you know, I'm going to invite all kinds of trolls on social media. But it was definitely one of the greatest with the swings of fortune and momentum and all this kind of stuff, the home runs, the whole deal.
Yeah, and I can hear it in your voice. So listen, with the minute we have, if people are now saying, okay, I'm going to watch this one, what should they look for? You know, some players, some skills, what should they look for?
Well, let's see. You would look for the unexpected because we don't know what to expect. I think going into game six, certainly, Houston does have the better starting pitcher in Justin Verlander. He gives the Astros an advantage going in. But beyond saying that, anything can and probably will happen. Verlander could just as easily struggle as LA ace Clayton Kershaw did last night.
Okay. And what does this say about baseball in general? I mean, is this just some exquisite alchemy that's happening, or is it really become this kind of a fast-paced home run game?
I think people love it. You know, there's no greater moment in sport when an entire stadium is thinking, what if, and the if happens. The greatest if in baseball is with a home run that can change the game in an instant.
Right.
And it's been happening a record number of times. So people are loving this.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.
Get some sleep.